Namaskaram to all of you. In this Enpani Satsang, we have crossed 100 episodes with your support. Today is number 101. This number has a significance. Upanishads talk about 101 nadis. Nadi is a hair-like nerve running from our heart towards the middle portion of our skull. We have a soft, small orifice, an opening in our skull, which is known as Brahma Randhram, a little hole. A jiva who is destined to reach Sri Vaikuntham by his bhakti, by his prapatti, who is now ready to reach Vaikuntham, has to travel through a magnificent path. As you all know, jiva resides in the heart, and close to him, by the side of him, is Paramatma. You would have found two birds in a nest. Similarly, there are two birds in this nest of our heart. Mundaka Upanishad explains this beautiful phenomenon. Dva suparna sayuja sakaya samanam vriksham parishasvajate tayoranav pippalam svadvatti anashtan anyaha abhichakashiti. This is a very popular mantra from Mundaka Upanishad. Heart is a nest. Two birds live in this nest. If you find two people in a prison, it is not necessary that both are prisoners. One would certainly be a prisoner, and the other would be an administrator. He would have entered the prison to check whether things are in order. If we are ignorant, then we presume both are prisoners. Similar to that, in our heart we find jiva and Paramatma. Jiva is the prisoner here, who is imprisoned due to his past karmas, whereas Paramatma is a supervisor. He dwells inside to see whether this jiva gives him any space to correct. So Bhagavan waits in our heart, supervises, and he waits for the opportune moment to correct us. Even when we depart from this heart and travel through the 101st nadi, known as Sushumna nadi, Bhagavan is the one who illuminates. Inside our body, will it not be quite dark? There will be no light and nothing would be visible. Jiva with his jnana departs. And Bhagavan has been waiting for births and births together, millions and billions of births together, for this great moment. He waits for this moment to illuminate the Jivatma and his path. So jiva, as illuminated and guided by the Paramatma by the side of him, finds the Sushumna nadi, which is the 101st nadi. Having got that way, he breaks through the skull and travels in Archiradi Marga. This path, which is white, full of sattva guna, is the path that leads to the irreturnable Sri Vaikuntham. So we are on the 101st episode of this Enpani. The purpose of this episode should be to dream that we will all one day or the other reach that sushumna nadi, shatancha eka nadyaha hridayasya, hridayasya, to the heart, shatancha eka, 101. You should note that Upanishads do not mention as 101. Instead, they specifically mention as 101. What could be the reason? If you catch hold of 100 and travel through them, you will return. You won't reach Vaikuntham. Instead, if you rightly choose the 101, the 101st Sushumna Nadi, then you are sure of reaching Vaikuntham. We don't return at all. This is why the Shastras specifically separate both and say 100 on the one hand and 1 on the other. Here is a proof that even 100 cannot equal 1. This 1 is superior to all the other 100. Knowing that, if you realize that, then you will know how is this 100 till yesterday and 1 today's episode is more important than all the other 100. Because today we have talked about Paramatma and Jivatma residing in our heart. By the help and guidance of Paramatma, this Jivatma departing. When he departs, he finds the 101st Sushumna Nadi. And that Nadi leads him to the great highway of Archiradi Marga and to the final destination of Sri Vaikuntha. We must know more and more about this great philosophy. Let's know more in the coming episodes.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-3219021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.